Yes. Your name is Rabbi Chaim Levinsky, right?
Correct.
Okay. What was your father's name?
My father's name is Yosef.
Yosef Levinsky. Where did he come from?
He came from a shtetl called Ivanitz.
In?
Which was near Vilna.
How did he come to be associated with the Baron?
Let's see. At the age of 11, my father, Zuchan of Racha, left Ivanitz together with Reb Leibel Greenspan, who was a rabbiner. They were both Yelidei Ivanitz, and at 11 years old, they went to learn in Ramailus.
And that's in Vilna?
In Vilna.
And that was...
Yeshiva Katana, in Ramailus.
Okay, then.
From there, my father,
you have an idea what years we're talking about?
My father was Nifta in 1968, and he was 58 years old.
Oh, so he was rather young.
Yeah, so let's make a judgment. He was 11 years old, so you could figure out when he went to Milas.
Okay, so...
After being there for three, four years, I believe, in Ramailus, he went to, at the age of, I think, 14, he went to Baranovich. I remember my father, the Chenev, told me that his bechina by Abel Chanan was to make a lining in the place of Slafikach of Abbasia.
Say it again, I didn't hear so good.
The bechina that my father took to when he came to Baranovich, Abba Chanan Zatzal told my father to make a laning of the Taisvis Lefikach in Daf Beis and Baba Basra.
Okay.
That was the bechina, and after the bechina he said to come into his shir. So my place was, he did well in the bechina.
All right. How old was he then?
I think about 14 years old.
Oh, that's pretty good. Do you know some of the other people that he was associated with in Baranovich? Names?
I know he was he was roommates in the same stancia with Reb Elia Yurikansky and Reb Ashavchik, Zichron Livracha.
Ashavchik.
Shmuel David Ashavchik.
Very good. So then he was there for how much?
I think for 4 years he was there.
And then
from there he went to Klotsk.
You know what year that was?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so, and how long was he in Klotsk? Till the end of the war?
He was in Klotsk until the Muhammad.
And then where did he go? Where was he to the Muhammad?
From there, there is an interesting, if you want to read the basic history, there is a book from Klotsk to Siberia written by Reb Altepeker.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And that book really tell you the basic history, because my father was the Rosh of that Chabura.
Yeah, that's what I was told by some people. I forgot who told me that. And okay, so then after the war, was he having legwork after the war?
Yeah, after going through Siberia, they were liberated. They went to Samarkand, Ashkent, Samarkand, and all these places. And over there, my parents met my mother, got married. Mother's Angus and Stark.
Where was your mother from?
My mother was from Yaroslav.
And that's Poland.
In Poland.
That
if you would have told my father, a few years before the Muhammad, that he's going to marry someone from Yaroslav, it would be a Polish. I think it would be impossible to believe in the wildest dreams.
The war changed everything.
The war changed everything.
Did you know a person named Potash?
Sure, my mother remembers his chasana. He was my mother's chasana. My mother remembers it very well, sure.
Because they got married in Europe.
Your uncle Potash, there's a famous song by Reb Yontif
Ehrlich,
written about him.
I think I got a hold of that song. Of course, I just spoke to his almana.
My mother knows him very well.
From Mrs. Siegel.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to her just 2 days ago. She's told me a little bit, but not that much about Lakewood. Now, you were brought up in Lakewood?
No. But I was born in Tav Shin Yud Aleph in 1951.
Yeah.
The year my father became a Ram in Shiva, when there was Shivas in Yankiv Yosef.
Uh-huh. So he was together with Rabbi Kravitz.
Correct.
Uh-huh. So what did you hear about Rabbi Aaron during that time?
My father, it seems from everyone who, my father did not tell me this, and even my mother says my father did not speak a lot about himself.
Uh-huh.
Two things. First of all, my father, Mizakti, was the Sar HaPnim of the yeshiva.
Of Klesk. Klesk, uh-huh. Okay, what does that mean exactly?
That means he ran the yeshiva.
Uh-huh.
By my father's levaya, Reb Leib Rotkin was masbid.
Yeah.
He said that my father Chavrocha gave out the chalukah.
Uh-huh.
And never was there any taina against him.
Uh-huh.
It seems that it's a kavanah. A grace, a grace, a zach, nishn kama taina, azivas kitais chalukah.
I understand.
I'll tell an interesting story.
Yeah.
Do you know Chaim Pfeiffer?
No, I don't know.
In from the Klatska.
Yeah.
Two Pfeiffer brothers went to Klatsk.
Yeah.
So it's a Bulgarian from Bulgaria. He was.
That's a strange place.
He went to learn in Klatsk. He told me, I met him in. We lived together near each other in Borough Park.
Yeah.
He said that one day my father came over to him and said, "Chaim, effect nish vavasa kiknish ken chalukah."
Uh-huh.
It was a few weeks he didn't get chalukah. They lived from that money.
Mm-hmm, right.
He said, I was embarrassed to come. So he said,
That's why he didn't come for the chalukah.
That's why he didn't get the chalukah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Which means, it seems that was, you had to speak to all the bachim had to speak to the shiva learning.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Any other recollections?
I remember clearly, I was a young boy, must have been 9, 10 years old. I remember picking up the phone in Henry Street, where we lived.
Yeah.
I said, Das Kotler, the tat
yeah.
is that?
Yeah, that's where we answer the phone.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Das Kotler, the tat
yeah.
is that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The others. Did you see him during that time?
I remember, but I don't remember, which means I remember seeing him. I remember the old Beis Medrash. I remember visiting the old Beis Medrash and the small building that they had.
Yeah, on 7th Street.
Yeah, I remember the building. I remember being there.
Did you ever speak to Rabbi?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, what could you recall that, what that was like?
I would not remember. I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember how it was like?
No, I do remember speaking. I remember...
Yeah, any impressions?
The piercing eyes.
The piercing eyes. Uh-huh. He never said anything to you that you remember.
No, I don't.
But he did say something to you at some time. Yeah. But you don't remember what he said.
No, I remember that.
Uh-huh. So any other recollections from your father then that you could dig up? Of things that would have happened over the years, besides what you just told me. Did you know Moshe Steinberg?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So I interviewed him too.
Chaim, is his son.
I don't know his son.
Son was a Mansi.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Because I knew him.
Yeah.
Was he, you know about Florence?
Sure.
Aaron Florence. You know, he's my mechuzah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So these are...
And he's not a Klesker.
No, but he was from Baranovich.
Right.
And he probably knew these people, too.
Moshe Steinberg was a Klesker.
Right, because he used to come to all... He's like... Could be they were in Shanghai. Is that possible? I think so. Steinberg.
One story my father told me, as they went from Siberia, I think the first place, going to Tashkent.
Yeah.
So the Shaila was to send a telegram.
Right.
That cost money.
Yeah.
So a lot said the Shiva's not. father said, Medafshik Natalgam.
Right.
And they sent. But since I'm not 100% sure where this was, but he said, but the next stop somewhere, I don't know where this was, there was $100 waiting for them. The Western, I don't know, the Express, the a money gram was waiting for them.
And this was sent from Amaran?
Well, that was sent from Amaran, yeah. Uh-huh. Amaran figured out where they were and how to send it to them. Now,
I want to ask you a question. Do you know this story that goes around about there was some Israelites in Europe and they couldn't get here and they went to the certain people, Rabban went and they went with Buren or something. You know that story I'm referring to?
With the mafia?
Yeah.
I read it in Dershowitz's book.
But you never heard about it before, right?
No.
Okay. Because I'm trying to figure out, because I spoke to somebody who was told me that he was at that meeting.
Yeah.
And he certain details don't fit the story that everybody reads.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find out, maybe somebody was, I wanted to find out who was on the other, who are these people that he was sending over?
Yeah.
And I never found those people yet.
It's interesting that before Baron Zatzal left through Japan, for America.
Yeah.
My father spoke to Rabban very, very, very often. He was miyayitz with him. He was his mezak debes given zan yad yamin for the Shiva.
Uh-huh. And you mean here too?
Here also in Lakewood, but mostly in Kletsk, given the yad yamin for the Rosh Hashiva.
He
says that before Rabban went,
They
were sitting together.
Yeah.
And Rabban asked my father Yosef.
Yeah.
For was cooks that were umetik.
Yeah.
The winds of war already blowing.
Right. What year was that approximately?
I don't know. It was right before the Shiva left. It was right before the Shiva left.
Right before what?
Right before the Shiva left for the last time.
I don't know when that was exactly.
That's easy to find out.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But he went to Japan. He was there once in America before.
Right. Before the war. Before the war with Japan.
Correct.
Obviously.
Yeah, before the war with Bechlal,
yeah.
So, Yosef, was cooked as the Umetik.
Yeah.
So, my father said, was haste. So, Lomamach and the girl Hagra.
Yeah.
So, Shiva Kamach, the girl Hagra. So, I school after Pasuk, Vayetse Moshe Likras Aaron Hamadbara.
Right. No, where's the Aaron? Or the other way around, no?
Vayetse Aaron, Vayetse Moshe.
Wait.
Likras Aaron.
How could that be? Because Moshe was coming from Midian, and Aaron went out to greet him. Moshe didn't go out to greet him.
They say that
story was about Moshe Feinstein. Is that true?
No, but I don't think so. It doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
I just think that's really my hypothesis. Vayetze Aaron Hamadbara.
I mean, that was the main thing.
That was the main thing.
Yeah, not the.
The Kras Moshe. I wouldn't.
Because I heard that version too at one time. So
my
father says
it over.
Yeah, I know. No. If I never mentioned this man, Rav Moshe.
No.
Okay. No. That's good.
No.
That makes sense too.
Yeah. That makes sense. It was Rav Moshe. Yeah, actually, right. No, Rav Moshe for me.
Yeah, right.
Rav Moshe wasn't the meduber at that.
Right.
At that
but
point.
People make stories up.
Yeah.
It's very, very common. But at least have that more or less verified. Okay,
At aufgesprungen von.
Yeah.
Er wird aufgesprungen, gesagt.
So that was the, so that's why he encouraged him to leave.
Yeah.
I guess in that time, if you had a way to get to America through Japan without going through everything else, that you know, I don't know why we had made a girl.
Well, the girl, I guess, was to leave.
Yeah, but
it was... His little advice is leaving the yeshiva, he's leaving the bar.
Okay, any other things?
Well, I remember, I think once there was some type of bombing or something. I remember clearly that the Rebbetzin sent my father with the ksavim, yeshiva's ksavim, out.
Right.
I don't remember where he sent him, but he sent him out to the forest or something to save the ksavim.
And he saved them?
Yeah, what?
Did he save them?
That I don't know.
Because I know that he told me a story about the Ksavim, Moshe Steinberg. That, I heard this somebody, maybe from the family, that somebody, he wanted to go on a boat and had to go up a gangplank in Japan, and he was afraid to go. It was like shaky. So somebody took, I forgot who it was, took the ksavim and ran up the thing, so Maron just ran after him, so we got him up on the boat.
Yeah, I heard the story,
yeah. That's what he told me, that story. He wasn't there, but he heard from somebody
else.
Then he told me another story about in Kletsk itself, it was a Gansa Maisa, where an American came and they had a... with haircuts, with barbers. You never heard that story?
No.
Oh, okay. That's another one.
Yeah, Vitaly Shah came from America.
I know, yeah. So, do you know anything about his relationship with him?
No,
nothing. Just looking for new information.
Yeah.
Or impressions. Did your father speak about Ramon?
My father, Chel Avracha, got a first brain tumor in 1956.
Uh-huh.
And then a second one in 1960, something like a year and a half before a Baron's Petiva.
Uh-huh.
So those were years when I was young.
So you couldn't...
And I didn't appreciate, and I got a little older, my father was already Shenish Gesund. So I didn't... I wasn't old enough to appreciate, to ask things that would have been priceless.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, you didn't know the time.
That's right.
Right, that makes sense. Somebody said he was Masper's Rabbi?
He was Masper's Rabbi in Yankiv Yosef.
But you don't have a cover.
No, I have a tape of that.
You do have a tape of that?
Yeah.
That'd be worthwhile.
In fact, that was in 1963, that there was no cassette tapes.
Mm-hmm. They're just reels.
So, yes, we had nothing of my father, Chel Avracha Bechlal, speaking about 12 years ago, some of Meretz Yisrael called me that he had a reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And he taped the Hespedim.
Mm-hmm. So there were...
By Baron's Hespedim, and he had a tape from my father.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent me the cassette.
Okay. Is there any way I can get a copy of that?
I'll have to find it and see if I can make a copy.
Okay. You know, my nephew will take care of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, then... I guess that's all we got. That's all you have.
Yeah, I'm sure that a few times you left a message different times that Bamsh wasn't home. He called on Friday, wasn't home. At night...
Somebody told me that you were in Lakewood.
Yeah. I was last Shabbos in Lakewood, the Shabbos before.
Yeah. So I could have said, but you had to go right back, probably.
Yeah, I ran back with the Shabbos.
Who do you have here?
I have two children.
Very good. Okay, thank you very much for your information. We'll put it on the list. Thank you very much, Kol Tov.
Right, Kol Tov.